neighborhood and have a few people over for tea and then talk about the Lord. And then they'll go, wait a minute, Highmore's pretty small. Well, you know what? We got the internet, people go to other towns, you know? Somebody walks into a coffee shop and Peter has a little tea party. Let's just talk about the Lord. That's like Jesse Duplantis. Jesse Duplantis meets pilots on the airplane and says, let's pray in tongues. Time's coming. For you who have ears to hear, it's now. If you don't have a heart that will receive this message, get ready, okay? Because it's coming. It will come upon you and overtake you. You see, because you can't get away from it. You cannot get away from it. God doesn't just let you go. God loves you. God continues to work on you. And folks, that's a great thing for us to remember. Because sometimes we're willing to just let people know. We're almost ready to ask them to go. Get out of my face. I hope they don't call. I hope they don't come around, you know. Let them just go to hell. We don't mean that, of course. Maybe sometimes we do. But the fact of the matter is, God's still working on them. So, as long as you got a load, I'm out there. Let it loose. Expect to see something happen. Expect the Lord to do the abundant thing. And when you're busy that way, loaded up that way, when you're busy that way, all those other things are being added unto you. And you'll see them. You'll see it. You will see the manifestation of God doing the other things while you are busy doing His thing. Because you come here to get loaded up for worship. The worship that God loves is the worship that we do of life. The sharing, the caring, the giving, the preparing, the peace, the joy, the always considering him. You know, last night, I'm gonna quit, I think. But this is God reminded me of this, and I want to share this. That last night there was a little thing, nothing huge, that took place in Sioux Falls, and by the time I talked to my wife was real tired, and when she told me about what went on, I was real tired. I wanted to fix it real bad, okay? And yet I was too far away to fix it the way I wanted to fix it. And so I went to bed, and I said, okay, God, I'm giving this to you. But it was on a rubber band, and it come back, and I said, Lord, I'm giving this to you. I'm just going to give this to you. And say, why didn't they just call me? Because you see, if they would have just called me in the first place, we wouldn't have had a problem. And I said that, and the Spirit of God said, you got it. You see, if people would just call me. Come on. Oh, that's good. It went to him right then. I'm not stupid. I recognize, because it just bore such a witness with my spirit in all things, if we would just call him. You see? I'm not perfect, I'm not God, I'm not anything, but I knew in that situation if they just would have called me, the man of God would have handled that baby, and there wouldn't have been all the mess up. Might have been some people not real happy, but that doesn't really matter all the time. Everybody doesn't have to be happy about everything, okay? They need to have joy. They just may not be happy. The joy of the Lord is their strength. How many of you kids love it when your parents say no? Look at those hands fly up. Hallelujah. Christina! Aunt Tara was trying to get Christina to raise her hand, but Christina says, I ain't lying in church. She didn't go ahead for that. None of us like it. Vicky, how do you like it when John says no? She isn't going to lie in church either. This is a good bunch. Nobody wants to lie in church. I'm so proud of y'all. But the fact of the matter is, how many times have things